No any good book jokes? Me
Not so
neither.
much.
And then we saw the McSweeney's joke book of book jokes. Kind of like that Seinfeld, the one where Kramer's coffee table book about coffee tables, which is amusing in its conceit, but in the execution, I'm not sure.
But this joke book is from McSweeney's, and a little editorializing here. McSweeney's is pretty funny. So we opened it up. It's full of book-related hilarity, culled from the archives of McSweeney's Internet Tendency. Now, for the uninitiated, that's a website. And you don't have to be a book nerd to appreciate Letters from Odysseus's College Roommate and Chuck Norris Erotica. Just two of the samplings of this book. Our guest, John Warner, is editor of McSweeney's Internet Tendency and a writer himself. His new book is called So You Want to Be President. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
It's good to be here.
I want to start with a little by establishing some flavor of this book. Let's start with a reading, shall we?
Sure.
Let's go with one of my favorites as I page through this thing, Klingon fairy tales.
One of the favorite features on our website are lists. People just send us lists and we publish them. And so here's some selections from one of them. Klingon Fairy Tales, and this is by Mike Richardson Bryan. Goldilocks dies with honor at the hands of the three bears. Snow White and the seven dwarves she killed with her bare hands, and the seventh dwarf she let get away as a warning to others. Old Mother Hubbard, lacking the means to support herself with honor, sets her disruptor on self-destruct and waits for the inevitable. Mary had a little lamb. It was delicious. And the hare foolishly lowers his guard and is devastated by the tortoise, whose prowess in battle attracts many desirable mates.
Now, still trying to parse these. Where is the Klingon-ness in these fairy tales
Well,
and the self-destructing parts?
Well, the Klingons, of course, us nerds know from Star Trek, are the great warriors race, and they're sort of like the Spartans of outer space. So their big thing is honor, and the
Worf.
greatest honor.
Worf, I have a
Yeah,
big crush on Worf when
Worf
I was
was
young.
a Klingon, right?
Yeah.
A particularly handsome
Yes,
Klingon.
he was. Thank you.
They made him, and then his mate, I can't remember her name, but she was a pretty sexy
I
Klingon
blocked her out of
herself.
my mind. She did not exist for me. Crush on him.
Only you and Worf are in the universe. Yes.
Now
So
what? Go ahead,
they're all
finish your
about
thought.
honor. They're all about honor, if you're going to die, you must die in a spectacular warrior type way.
So let's talk about the overall theme of these inclusions in this book is this kind of tension, this juxtaposition, clearly the Klingon honor versus something kind of lighter like Old Mother Hubbard. This is clearly a theme throughout these submissions.
Right. One of the things we tend to find funny is the collision of often a sort of highbrow and lowbrow, or just two really unlikely things. Like one of my favorite pieces in the book is called "Winnie the Pooh is My Coworker."
I love that one.
So the idea of a honey addicted bear showing up in your workplace, and his keyboard needs replacing because it's always stuck up with honey and he can't do anything and his friends visit and his depressive friend Eeyore and his
And this is all
speed
coming
freak
from his
friend Tigger.
colleague who's writing
Yeah,
this journal about how
his
annoying
colleague,
Winnie is.
right, and how everybody, all the women in the office love Winnie because he's so cute and cuddly, but he's really worthless
He
as a
doesn't wear any
coworker.
pants.
Or, another one I really like is it's Humbert Humbert
Yes.
is on Dateline to Catch a Predator. So Lolita, intersects with the sort of highest of culture, intersects with, oh, I don't want to be too hard on To Catch a Predator, but it's not necessarily Emmy award-winning stuff. And to see Humbert Humbert caught by Chris Hansen while declaiming his love for Lolita, well, it cracked me up when it showed up in our inbox.
So when all these started coming in, did you think, clearly there's someone else who thinks these are funny? I mean, have you had a lot of response? It's kind of a strange notion, these their takes, their jokes about very sometimes classic literary figures. It seems like it would be a small niche.
Yeah, it's funny. And part of it, I think, is just our image as being kind of bookish nerd types. And I think we attract our own, sort of like Klingons being drawn to each other. Some of the pieces go back 9 or 10 years, and it's the sort of thing somebody probably saw one of the first pieces from the book that was published on the site called I Am Michiko Kakutani, the New York Times book reviewer, who's very secretive, and that was one of the earliest pieces on the site. And somebody must have read that and said, I think that's really funny, and I think, Winnie the Pooh being my coworker would be funny too, and they might like that as well. So it's kind of a like sensibility attracts similar stuff, and over the course of 7 or 8 years, the stuff just keeps coming in and coming in and coming in, and the book is really just a distillation of all of the kind of book joke humor we have on the site.
Well, I don't.
We could do 3 volumes.
I want to try to get a couple of these in. There's a little bit at the end of this that's a game, if you will. It's called IKEA
yes.
product or Lord of the Rings character. Can you
yes.
list out a couple of those, and Allison and I will guess whether we think these words are IKEA products or Lord of the Rings characters. And
yes.
we only have a minute, so we only need
okay.
a couple, John.
We'll just do, let's do 3.
Great.
First one is Faramir. Faramir.
Faramir. What do you think, Allie?
IKEA.
Lord of the Rings.
That is Lord of the Rings.
Awesome.
How about,
total guess.
How about Grundtall?
IKEA.
Lord of the Rings.
That is IKEA.
Ah, good job, Allie. Okay, one more.
Final one, Sultan Hogbo.
IKEA.
Lord of the Rings.
IKEA.
good
what
times.
Is that, Wes? I won't even lie.
Good times. Hey, John Warner, editor of McSweeney's Internet Tendency, a writer himself, his new book, So You Want to Be President. Hey, John, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Is that last thing like a colander or something, I guess?
We're going to have to find out later.
I'm not sure. Stormtroopers and Maasai warriors in London. Yeah, that's what this show's about. Both coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
Let me talk.